Benedict XVI's final act as Pope arguably changed the Catholic Church more than anything else he'd achieved during his entire eight-year papacy. On February the 28th, 2013, Benedict became the first Pope in nearly 600 years to resign. And with his departure flight over the rooftops of Rome, he officially left behind the Vatican, the enclave where he'd held key leadership positions for decades. The official reason for the then 85-year-old's decision was frail health. The Vatican stressed Benedict didn't suffer from any specific illness, but even by 2011, his physical deterioration was obvious, and he had to use a wheeled platform to make his way down the long aisle of St. Peter's Basilica.
In these last months, I have felt my energies declining, and I've asked God insistently in prayer to grant me his light and to help me make the right decision. Loving the church means also having the courage to make difficult and painful decisions, always looking to the good of the church and not of oneself.
Benedict was elected Pope in 2005. His reputation as a hardliner earned him the sobriquet God's Rottweiler. He was a traditionalist with strict views on Catholic doctrine, but his was a troubled papacy. Benedict certainly made numerous efforts to tackle the global problem of child sex abuse by Catholic clergy. But he was also criticised for his own past failures and inadequate handling of abuse cases. And in 2012, documents leaked by his butler in the VatiLeaks scandal revealed a papal administration riddled with factional power struggles and financial mismanagement.
I was at both conclaves, and there was a very different feeling, a very different dynamic in the 2013 one. It was as if Benedict XVI, by retiring, by standing down, simply handed over a job, you know, that needed to be done straight away. He handed over, as it were, an inbox, you know, that was very clear. And so the cardinals were able to say, right, this is what needs doing. Who is the best person to do the job?
The full reasons for Benedict's resignation may never be known, but the message of reform that it seemed to send is credited with profoundly influencing the cardinal's choice of Pope Francis as Benedict's successor.